Welcome back. Welcome back, my Lioness Queens. Today is March the 9th, the second Saturday in the month of March. Happy March. Happy Saturday. Happy 2024. And happy Women's Month. Yesterday was Happy International Women's Day. That's right. This is Women's Month, and International Women's Day was yesterday. And so we just celebrate all the women all over the world. We celebrate our womanhood. We celebrate our love. We celebrate our kindness. We celebrate our nurturing. We celebrate our gifts, our sacrifices of our bodies to be mothers, sacrifices of our dreams to raise a family, sacrifice of ourselves to serve others. And so we celebrate you today. And so, as you know, we are continuing going through my book, Resuscitate Your Heart, a 12-week workbook to heal the trauma within. And if you've not gotten your book, please visit our website, www.iamthelionessqueen.com, and purchase your book. Also, we want you to follow along with us. We are on this journey of healing our hearts. And if you've gotten your book, maybe you know someone, a family member or a friend who needs this workbook to help them work through their trauma. So purchase a copy today. Amen. Amen. Again, thank you so much for all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. I cannot thank you enough. I am truly appreciative to have continued with this journey for over 4 years. To God be all of the glory. And so this week's episode, we are in week six. That is right. We are in week six, responsible for your healing. That's right. You are responsible for your healing. We'll be right back. Well, before we get started, you know how we love doing it on this podcast. We love starting out with a quote or a poem to get our episodes started. We love supporting other poets' creativity, and we're so honored to do so. And so I'm going to use a quote from my book. Well, I'm from my book, but it's actually a quote from someone else. His name is Ryan Blair. And the quote says, "If it is important to you, you will find a way. If not, you'll find an excuse." Let me read that again, because that blessed me. If it is important to you, you'll find a way. If not, you will find an excuse. And so if it's important, you will figure it out. We will figure it out. But if not, you know, we make excuses. And this is so true in so many areas of our life, that we make excuses for things, you know, I mean, just to be honest, things we don't want to do, things we don't want to deal with, things we feel may be too challenging to even try. We make excuses rather than diving in head first and dealing with the issue, right? And so this, you know, this also relates to our healing. And this week, you know, I talk about in my book the importance, right, and how important it is for you to be responsible for your own healing. And so there's a quote that says, "You are responsible. You are not responsible for your trauma, but you are responsible for your healing." And this is so true. But so many people do not believe this is true. So many believe that they are the victims. And victims have to stay victims, and victims never become victorious because they are a victim. And so many, I would say, you know, many unfortunately fall into a victim mindset mentality, right? Where, you know, it's like the only thing they see is what was imposed upon them, not how they can heal to learn and grow from what they experience. And so this week is all about taking back control and being responsible for your own healing. And so day one talks about, what does being responsible really mean? You know, definitely when you think about it, being a parent brings about a greater meaning to that word of responsibility, because you are responsible not just only for yourself, but now you are responsible for another human being. And that right there, that's a huge responsibility, right? Of taking care of another person. But in the same regard, the responsibility for most individuals, it really comes naturally. It is something you know that you have to do. There's no choice in the matter, because a child, right, they're vulnerable. They can't take care of themselves. But in the same regard, majority of us take care of our children more than we take care of ourselves. Ooh, that blessed me right there. I hope you heard that. Majority of us take care of our children more and better than we take care of ourselves. And so we're responsible for their well-being, but neglecting your own well-being, that's, you know, really critical. And so, you know, so day one talks about the importance of self-care, talks about the importance of taking care of yourself, right? Is being responsible for your healing. Day two, I talk about how healing is a choice. It is something you have to choose. It is not something that happens on its own, but it's a choice. And with that choice follows what? Work, right? And so you have to choose to work at your healing. You have to choose to work at this thing. And so the more excuses you make, you will never be open to choose your healing. So day one challenges you, right? Day two challenges you to really think about the excuses you've been making, and to help you think and start a plan to do the work to heal. Day three talks about the elephant in the room, and as it relates to the trauma that was imposed upon you. And so what is the elephant, you may ask? What is the elephant? Well, the elephant is your anger. And there is anger attached to your trauma, because you are angry for two reasons. One, you're angry that it happened, right? You're angry that it happened. Two, you're angry that God allowed it to happen. And so definitely anger is an emotion that God gave us, right? But the word says, in your anger, do not sin. And so there's a fine line between feeling anger and holding on to anger. And so this day, I challenge you to think about your anger. Think about what anger you have or you still have about that traumatic thing that happened in your life, and how you were angry with God for allowing this to happen. Day four talks about healing takes three things. It takes work. It takes sacrifice, and it takes time. I'm going to say those again. It takes work, it takes sacrifice, and it takes time. And so definitely healing is a process, because most traumatic things are deeply rooted in our subconscious. And you have to invest time into your healing. And so think about that. How much time do you invest in your healing? If I ask you that question, you probably would say, not so much, right? Well, the more you invest in healing from the trauma, the greater the outcome. The more you sacrifice yourself unto the Lord, then He can do this inner surgery and do the work and mend those emotional wounds that you keep leaving open. And lastly, it takes time to work through this process, right? And you have to be patient, because you waited so long to begin this healing process. So there are a lot of wild weeds in your mindset that have run rampant for far too long. And as you know, right, in any garden, when weeds sprout up like those dandelions, right, they're hard to really uproot. They're hard to really remove because there's always residue. There's always something left behind still in that dirt. So it takes time to demolish all of those self-defeating thoughts, all of those self-defeating emotions, all of those self-defeating behaviors. And they need to be uprooted. Day five. So, you know, day five is all about my personal psalm unto the Lord. And so my personal psalm reads, Baba, I trust you. I trust your will and I trust your ways. Although trusting fully can be a struggle when this earthly mindset fights against your will. I know that this grief journey is a track with one lane that I am running alone. Baba, but nevertheless, I will be intentional about reminding myself that healing is my responsibility. I choose to work on healing, which involves surrendering to your will and to your way. As I surrender my will to your will, this definitely will help me to be more open to the wind. However you want to blow in my life, I will flow with you. There are times when the pain and trials of life cause me to question, God, why did you choose me? But I never want my questioning to come across judging your authority. It is just this life. It has so many distractions, so much evil, so much trauma and drama that I feel an array of emotions. Just like David, there are times when I feel full of sorrow, full of despair, like he expressed in Psalms 13. But I trust in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in my salvation. Isaiah 12:2, man, knowing that my salvation is secure in his worthy hands. Every facet that touches my life is equally under the protection of his mighty power. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my song. Because you are my Jehovah Jireh, I am equipped to work through my grief. I am equipped to work through my sorrow. I am equipped to work through more responsibility as a business owner of two businesses. I am equipped to manage my mental, physical, spiritual health. I am equipped. And so thank you, Baba, for equipping me. Even before I was in my mother's wombs, there were experiences that were on your calendar that I was equipped for. Thank you for all of the seeds. Ooh, you planted in me, even when I didn't know you did. Thank you for being like a farmer who sees before seeing the harvest. Ooh, thank you for Baba. Thank you, Baba, for seeing more in me than I saw in myself. I praise you for planting and sowing in my life. I will forever give you praise. It's in my praise and worship when nothing else matters but you. Thank you for being close to the brokenhearted, because in your presence, there is a fountain that fills my heart with an overflowing love, and I am forever grateful. Selah. Amen. Day six. Day six is all about not getting stuck in the trauma and being willing to get unstuck and walk in freedom. You know, Les Brown has this quote that says, it is best to accept responsibility for your life. Know that it is you who will get you where you want to go and no one else. And so this week was all about accepting responsibility to heal from your trauma within. This is only something you can do. You're on this treadmill by yourself. No one else can do this for you. The one big question you have to ask yourself, am I investing in my healing? Woo. And so if you have not, I encourage you to start today. So many of us live with this trauma, and you don't have to, you know, do this on your own. You don't have to. So take charge of your life today and live and walk in total freedom. I definitely could not have made it without all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. Remember to subscribe to this podcast and share a review. I would absolutely love to hear from you. And don't forget to purchase the new book, While Supplies Last, Resuscitate Your Heart, a 12-week workbook to heal the trauma within. Until next time, let's heal to open the new door and believe God will restore in 2024. Amen and amen.